Nikutelaches, Cheshmishbat, Hilchas Gevias, Choiv Meharakuches, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Vav. This is in Likutei Halachas Cheshen Mishpat Aleph. We dedicate the learning for a complete refuah and Yeshua for all those that need it, and we dedicate the Shir Le'ilui Nishmas Isur Ben Eliyahu. Rav Nosson Zal continues, Al Kain Ein Koyach LaHaloi VeLimkor HaKarka LiAchar. Therefore, based on what we've been learning here so far in this halacha, which is based on chapter one in the second half of Likutei Moran, we'll understand why a borrower does not have the authority to sell off property that he owns when he owes somebody money. Ukishemoichra, and if he does sell it, azai hamalveh toirif hakarka mealikuches. Then, when the time comes for him to pay back the loan, when Shimon has to pay back a loan, and he doesn't have the money, Reuven can go to Levi, who bought land from Shimon after Reuven lent Shimon the money. Reuven can go to Levi and take that property to cover the loan. Ki hakarka tomid b'cheskas hamalveh, because Shimon's property remains under the ownership, under a lien of the malveh, of the lender, Reuven. Because since Reuven is lending money to Shimon, who neged chaveroi bebechinas mashpia, he is considered to be a mashpia to Shimon. He gave Shimon something. He gave him this loan. Shekoichoi bebechinas hamalveh hagodol hanal, and therefore Reuven draws his power from the great lender, which is the Tzaddik who connects to the Devar Hashem, Shehakol Loiven Mimenu, whereby everyone in creation, everything in creation, borrows from the Malveh HaGadol, VeHakol Meshubadim Elav, and everyone owes that Malveh HaGadol, VeIkar Hashibud Al Horetz, and the main lien that the lender has is on land, on property. Ki ha'oretz u'maloya mishubad lahamal v'hagodol lahachzir kol ha'koychoy seilov kanal. Because as we explained earlier, the earth, the ground, and everything on it is dedicated and owes the mal v'hagodol, the great lender from which they will receive their energy. V'yalkein ha'karka shel ha'loyveh mishubedes loy. And therefore, the land of the borrower of Shimon is still dedicated to Reuven, to the lender, who even has the ability to take it away from Levi, who purchased it from Shimon. Ki hakarka daika meshubedes lesalik ha'halvois baruchnius lahamal v'hagodol kanal. Because as we mentioned earlier, it's the land, the ground, the vegetation that's dedicated, that owe to the loan, to have to give back to the great lender. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, and as we quoted the pasuk earlier, Eretz Nosna Yevula, V'yalkein Gam Begashmias, Silu Kol HaChoyves Vavoyes, Chal Al HaKarka Daika Kanal. And therefore, just as on a ruchnius, on a spiritual level, the ground and everything upon it is required to give back to its source, to what it received from, which is the malveh, the great malveh, so too begashmius, the ground, the land that the borrower owns is mishubad. It has to give back to the one who lent money to Shimon. Now, Rav Nosson Zal once again mentions the three exceptions, three things that that could happen whereby Reuven's hold on Shimon's properties would be removed. Paragraph Zion, V'zeh b'chinas hekdesh, chometz v'shichrur, moitzien midei shibud. We mentioned this already several times before, that if Shimon were to declare his property hekdesh, he donates it to the Beis HaMikdash, or if somehow the item that was Meshubad was Chometz, and Pesach passed over it, and it had not been sold to a goy or anything like that, that would also undo the connection that Reuven has to what Shimon owns. The third example was that if it was an Eved Kanani is considered like a piece of property. If that were the apoteki, if that were the item from which Reuven wanted to collect, and Shimon went ahead and freed the servant, then Reuven's attachment is removed. Ki elu hashlosha hein bechinas tikun sholosh v'avodoy sanal shemafsidin es hatfila. Because Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us now that these three are examples of the tikkun that Rabbeinu Zal describes over there in chapter one in the second half of Likkudei Moharan, Shema, which cause harm to a person's tefillah. Shemisham bo hashibut v'ho'avdus sanal. And those three avodos, which are avodah zara, gilui arayos, shfichas damim, those are the things that can harm a person's tefillah. And therefore, when a person's tefillah is harmed, that's what causes slavery, servitude. That's what causes debts. Ki hekdesh zebechinas tikkun ha'emuna. A person declaring something as a gift to the Beis HaMikdash, that represents the tikkun for emuna. Shehi bechinas kodesh. Emuna can be referred to as kodesh, kemo shekosavnu b'makom acher. As Rav Nosson Zal writes in another place, Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Ve'im kedoshim ne'emon, and with holy ones he is trustworthy. We see the connection between emuna and kodesh. Ki hekdesh hu bechinas avodas habeis hamikdash. Because when a person declares something hekdesh, it means they're giving it as a gift to the Beis Hamikdash. Shemishon ikar Aliyas HaTfilah, and the Beis HaMikdash is the main place where all of our tefillahs go up from. So that, ki hekdesh haynu kedushas haguf, because when a person declares something hekdesh, it means that object physically becomes holy now. Kigoin shoyer lekorban. For example, if a person were to declare their ox as hekdesh, it means that ox now must be brought as a sacrifice in the Beis HaMikdash. Shehu avoidois Beis HaMikdash. Sheshom ikur ha'emuna. And the Beis HaMikdash is the center of emuna. Shehu klolius hakdusha, which represents all of holiness. Bechinas mikdash Hashem koinenu yodechon. The pasuk says that the sanctuary of Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash, was prepared by the hands of Hashem. And we know that the hands represent emuna. Bechinas vayihi yodov emuna. V'alkein shom ikra aliyas hatfila. And that's why all our tefillos that go up to heaven first go via the Beis HaMikdash. K'moshe kosav, as the pasuk says, ki beisi beis tefila. My house, Hashem says, will be the house of tefillah for all of Klal Yisrael. Ki tikkun hatefillah al yedei emuna. Because one of the most important components of tefillah is emuna, shehu hepechu avodah zarah v'kfiras, which is the opposite of idol worship and atheism. Shehin bechinas avodah desitra achra. They are called avodah of the other side, Shemafsid hatfila, which harms a person's tefillah, which is called avoida. Tefillah is called the avoida of kedusha, ula avdoi b'chol levavchem. So Rav Nosson Zal shows how when a person declares something hekdesh, he's attaching it to the Beis HaMikdash, he's attaching it to emuna, which is the tikkun for avoida zara. Emuna is tefillah, which is the tikkun for avodah zarah. Avodah zarah is one of the three items that harms, that damages a person's tefillah. V'chametz hu bechinas tikkun gilui arayos. When something is chametz, that Rav Nosson Zal says corresponds to the tikkun for the sin of gilui arayos, all types of sins of pigama bris. Shehu sitra demaisa. Pigama bris is referred to as the sitra achra, the side of death. Bechinas raglecho yordois maves. The pasuk says, her feet go down into death. Shehu bechinas isur chametz, and that's what chametz is all about. Bechinas, as the Zohar Kodesh says, the pasuk in Chumash says, kol machmetzes lo yisechehu. You're not allowed to eat anything that has any chametz in it. Machmetzes. And the Zohar Kodesh says the word machmetzes has the word chametz in the middle and the letters mace, mem tof, on the outside. Tamon chametz, tamon mace. Where there is chametz, there is death. So pegama bris is referred to as ragleho yordois moves, and chometz is referred to as mace, chometz on Pesach. Ki ikra zois hataiva boa alidei chimutz hamoyach. Because what makes a person have the desire for illegal relationships, sinful relationships, is when the person's brain sours. It's called chimutz hamoyach. Shehu b'chinas chometz. As Rabbi Nazal speaks about this in chapter 5 in Likudei Moran, V'halkein isur chometz b'pesach shehu lahachniyo levaya chimut samoyach levatel zois hatayva zeu b'chinas tikkun kiyorayis. And therefore, the Torah declaring chometz forbidden on Pesach in order to help us be able to remove and correct any chimut samoyach, any spoilage of the brain, of the person's thoughts, in order to thereby remove and correct this taiva, that's the concept of the tikkun for gilui arayos, which is the second avoida that can avoid of the sitra achra that can harm a person's tefillah. The third category, shichrur, a person freeing their slave, ze bechinas al tehi boz l'chol adam, shehu hepech shvichas damim, k'moy shemavur sham. Rav Nosson Zal says, that's the opposite of insulting and embarrassing a person, which Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in the Likutei Moran, is a form of spilling a person's blood, which is like murder. Shvichas damim means murder, and shvichas damim means spilling a person's blood, embarrassing and insulting a person. Ki enoi mevaze umemayis afilu esavdoi, because a person who frees their servant shows that they don't even have disrespect, they don't even insult or embarrass their servant. Bebechinas im emas mishpat avdi, as the pasuk says, will I show disdain for the judgment of my servant? Ki bevadai, we see again this term mius and mishpat and eved. Ki bevadai kishemeshachrer avdoi, Rav Nosson Zal explains, when a master decides to free a servant, it's generally because that servant did something very special on behalf of the master. And therefore, even though that servant is endowed to the master, he belongs to the master, despite that, the master doesn't want him to feel like a servant and to be a servant. And therefore, he frees him, he releases him. This is what Rabbeinu Zal quotes over there in the Likutei Moran, that third category of shvichas damim, which Rabbeinu Zal says refers to a person who's careful not to degrade, not to embarrass or insult any person. Nimtza, so Rav Nosson Zal tells us now, based on how I explained these three things now, you see, she'elu hashloisha hektish, v'chometz, v'shichrur, heim ha'hepech, mishalosh avoides hanal, she'heim mafsidin avoides hatfila. That these three categories, declaring something hektish, or if something is chometz, on Pesach, or freeing a servant, they are the opposite of the three things, the three avoidas that Rabbeinu Zal brings there in the Likutei Moran that can harm, that can decrease the effectiveness of a person's tefillah. Al kein, hamafkin midei shibud. Therefore, these three actions, declaring something hekdesh, or freeing the slave, or chametz on Pesach, these three things remove the lien that the lender had on the property. Shebo alidei pegam hatfil, which we showed earlier, that the fact that somebody has to get into debt, the fact that somebody has to borrow money, implies that there was a pegam, a deficiency in the tefillah. Shebo alidei sholesh avodasal, which would be caused generally as a result of these three types of sin, these three types of avoida, avoida zora, gilui arayis, and shfichas domim. Shemishom ikar hashibud. Those are the causes of a person having to borrow money. Those are the causes of a person having a lien on their property. Now Rav Nosson Zal takes us into the holiday of Purim, and he's going to show how the whole concept of the holiday of Purim relates to what we've been learning about from chapter 1 in the second half of Likut Imran, about how everything receives its life force from the level above it. The blades of grass down here on earth receive their life force from the angels, and the angels receive from the angels above them, who receive all the way going up to the Devar Hashem, which is the source of everything, which Rabbeinu Zal refers to over there as the great lender, the Malveh Hagadol. Paragraph Ches, v'zeh b'chinas Purim, shehu lahachnia ulevatel klipas homon amolek, b'chol dor v'dor, b'chol shana v'shana. Our celebration of the holiday of Purim is all about our defeating and destroying the klipa of homon amolek in every generation, every single year. Ki homon amolek imach shemom heim ha-hepech, Mikol hatikunim hanemorim ba'atoyra hanal, because Haman, who comes from Amalek, they are the opposite of all the good things, all the tikunim that Rabbeinu Zal presents over there in chapter 1 in the second half of the Likud Imran. Sha'al yodom zeichen lechlis bekisei hakovon, and Rabbeinu Zal shows there on the Likud Imran that a person who accomplishes the things he refers to over there is zeichet to be holding on to the throne of Hashem, and thereby protected from any harm that any angel would want to cause that person. Just like when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven to receive the Torah, it says that the angels were angry and they said, how can a human being dare to come up here among us and take away the Torah from us? And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what to do. Hashem said to him, grab onto my throne, and thereby you'll be protected. When a person is able to be holding on to the throne of Hashem, then that person's authority over the angels is assured, and the angels cannot harm such a person. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, Ayin shom heitev me roisha Torah at seifa. Rav Nosson Zal says, look over that chapter in the Likut Imran well from beginning to end. Ki Amalek kolul mikol haklipos v'asifrei achronim. Because Amalek is a composite of all the different types of klipos and all the different types of sitra achra. Shekol koichom nimshach mikinas hamalachim. Whereby all of these negative forces draw their power from this envy that the angels have towards man, whereby angels have this desire to want to cause a person to take a fall, to fall spiritually, so that the human being should not be superior to the angel. Rav Nosson Zal says now, this was actually what was behind the sin of Adam HaRishon, eating from the Eitz Hadas. Shegoram kilkul umisa ledoros, which is what caused damage and death for generations. Shohoyo alidei kinas hamalachim. What was behind it was this envy of that the angels have towards a human being who is superior to them. Shehiskanu boi harbei, The Malachim were very jealous of Adam HaRishon, al shehayu royim, as a result of them seeing his greatness, how much he was superior to them. Shehayu ha-Malachim tzoylin lo'ybasa u'metzanen lo'yayin. The Medrash says, the Gemara says, that the angels would roast meat for Adam HaRishon, and they would chill wine for him, in meaning that they were subservient to Adam HaRishon. V'niskanu boy, and they became jealous of him, ad sherachav hasamach mem, to the point where the samach mem, the angel of death, rode. K'moshom Rabbi Sein is like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, page 59, to challenge Adam HaRishon, to cause Adam HaRishon to fall into the plan of the snake, the Nachash, and end up eating from the Eitz Hadas. And Rav Nosson says this is the case throughout all generations and by all people, that what's behind, what causes us to sin, to go against Hashem, is this envy that the angels have towards us. Omishom yemika samolik, and that's where Amolik draws his power. Shekolu mikol haklipos, Amolik, who is a composite of all the negative forces. Shehin bechinas sorei hashivim akum. When we talk about these klipos, we're talking about the leaders of the 70 nations. Shekolu mikulam, of which Amalek is a composite of all the evil of all of them combined. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Reishis goyim Amalek. Amalek is the leader of all the nations. Kimuvo b'makamachar, as Rabbeinu Zal mentions this in a few places in the Likutei Moran. V'hu choiter tamid lekalkel kol hatikunim hamavorim shomen. And Amalek is always digging and digging to try to get us to mess up in all the different areas that Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in that chapter in Likutei Moran, Sha'al yodom yecholim lechoiz bekisei hakavon, whereby Rabbeinu Zal shows there in Likutei Moran that by accomplishing those things, that gives us the ability to hold on to the throne of Hashem, lehinotzel mikinosam, and thereby be protected completely from being harmed by this envy of the angels. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, shehatikun walidei yira, that one of the main requirements in order for a Jew to come close to Hashem and to serve Hashem is to have yira, respect, fear of Hashem. Shehu b'chinas binyan Yerushalayim. This is the concept of building up the city of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is Yira Shalayim. This means building up our Yira. Shezoichen lazeh al yidei shalosh regalim. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there on the Likutei Moran that a person is zoiche to this Yira by showing proper respect to the three major holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, shemachniin hashalosh taivos, whereby observing these three holidays helps us to defeat and overcome the three major desires, shehem, which are taivas achila, taivas mamoin, and taivas niuf, noshim. Shehem bechinas sholosh mishmoros shel halayla, which Rabbeinu Zal shows there, those three taivas correspond to the three divisions of the night, which the Gemara says in Brachos, you can recognize during one of the divisions, you'll hear dogs barking. During the other division, you'll hear donkeys braying. And during the third division, the Gemara says, women are waking up and speaking to their husbands and nursing their babies. Shloisha mine choshech, the three divisions of night mean three concepts of darkness, Shehem Taivas Mamon, V'Taivas Niuf, V'Taivas Achila, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran. V'Amolek Behepech Mikol Zeh, and Amolek is the exact opposite of all of these. As it says in Parsha Zochar, V'lo yorei Elokim, that when was Amalek able to attack us? When were we vulnerable to Amalek? When we did not have fear of Hashem. V'lo yorei Elokim. Ki hu mizgaber b'taivas achila. Amalek is that negative force that tries to get us to fall into taivas achila. Bechinas halitenino anemar b'esav shemimenu yotz Amalek. We know that when Esav, on the day that Avram Avinu passed away, and Esav defeated Nimrod, on that day he came into the house completely exhausted, and he said to Yaakov Avinu, he saw Yaakov Avinu cooking up a pot of lentil soup, and he says to Yaakov Avinu, halitenino, shovel the food into my mouth, like they shovel food into the mouth of a camel. When a camel is going out on a trip, on a 3-day trip or something, and won't have food for that period of time. So that's what's written about Esav, who is the forefather of Amalek. V'al kein, chotar ha'baldover lahachshilas Yisrael b'pidam achila. And that's why when we celebrate the holiday of Purim, it's going back to the time of Ahasuerus, when Ahasuerus made that tremendous banquet. And there were Jews who participated in that banquet, which was a pegamen achila. The fact that there were Jews who participated in and enjoyed the meal that Achashverosh presented. Shalidei his hisgaber Haman Amalek. And the Gemara says that's what made us vulnerable to Haman, who comes from Amalek. V'chein taivas niyuf al yodoi, and certainly the desire for pegama bris, the desire for illegal type of relationships between men and women, comes via Amalek. Bebechinas, as it says again in Parsha Zochar, asher korcha baderech, that Amalek came upon the Jews when they left Egypt. The term korcha means to come upon us. The word korcha is also miloshen keri, which is a sinful type of emission of seed, which means pegama bris, kayadua, as is known, as Rashi points out over there in Parsha Zochar. V'chein taivas mamoin, and so too taivas mamoin is associated with Haman Amalek. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'lachoitei nosan inyan le'soi v'lichnois. And to the sinners, Hashem has given them that their whole thing is about gathering money, more money, more money. And the Gemara says, Zeh Haman, that refers to Haman, who gathered up that major wealth at the time. U'kamosh kosov Admor Zal b'siman nun vav, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 56 in Likutei Moran. I see that someone posted a question earlier. The angels have an ego? If so, how are they spiritual beings of Kedusha? There are sources that show one of them is this example where the Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came up to get the Torah, the Malachim challenged him and said, Ma'al yilud isha beinenu, how dare a human being who's born from a woman come? Beinenu means among us, and Beinenu means between us. How dare you try to get between us and Hashem, meaning that you want to get closer to Hashem than we are. And I remember seeing, I can't remember this moment, I believe in the Zohar HaKadosh, where it speaks about this. How can there be jealousy by angels? And the Zohar HaKadosh explains that in a certain sense, they are completely spiritual. But in another sense, we see that there are certain concepts of negativity by these malachim also. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there in Likutei Moran, v'hatikun the tikkun for these three desires is heim hasholosh regalim, is by observing and showing the proper respect to these three holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, shekulam heim zecher liyetzias Mitzrayim, whereby all those three holidays commemorate our coming out of Egypt. V'amolek, we know that Pesach, we're celebrating the day that we left Mitzrayim. Shavuos, is the reason we left Mitzrayim. We left Mitzrayim in order to receive the Torah on Har Sinai. And Sukkos represents the seven clouds that accompanied us when we left Egypt throughout that 40-year period traveling in the desert, or the Sukkos, the actual Sukkos that we made in the Midbar when we were traveling at the time. Va'amolek hu ha'hepech mi'ashlosh. And Amalek is the opposite of these three holidays. Why? Ki hu she'kofer biyetzias Mitzrayim. Amalek denies the great miracles that Hashem performed for us in taking us out of Egypt. V'alkein hu harishon shebo lehilochem im Yisrael achar sheyotzu mi Mitzrayim. And this is why Amalek showed this brazenness, this incredible chutzpah in attacking us, being the first one to attack us when we came out of Egypt with all of those miracles, with the tremendous plagues that Hashem inflicted on Mitzrayim. You would think that any person who witnessed that or who is aware of it wouldn't dare start up with the Jewish people. Kamoshikosuv, and yet the pasuk says, Vayovo Amalek, Vayilochem im Yisrael. Amalek came along and did battle against the Jewish people. And as it says in the Medrash, Moshol la'ambati roisachas, this could be compared to a boiling bathtub, a bathtub that has boiling water in it, that no one would dare to go into there. Bo ben Belial, there comes one evil, crazy person, the kofatz latoicha, and jumps into this bath, knowing that he's going to get burned, but he's willing to do it to cool it off for the next guy, to make it easier for the next one. Ki hu ben Belial the chutzuf v'asponim kozer, because Amalek represents this evil, wicked person, this person who has this incredible chutzpah. Afal pisharoya oisoisumoifsum koela, so that even though he saw the great miracles that the Jews, that Hashem performed on behalf of the Jews to get us out of Egypt, he still refuses to subservient himself to the truth. Amalek refuses to be subservient to the Jewish people. And he is the opposite of our prayer. Shemachnia umevatel refuos, which Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in the Kudimran, that a person who is zeichet to perfect their tefillah, the person is zeichet to dvar Hashem, that person doesn't need any doctors or medicines, because all the medicines and medications come from herbs, from different vegetation. And we learned that the vegetation draws its power from the stars, which draw their power from the angels, who draw their power from the Devar Hashem. The source of everything is the Devar Hashem. And when a person is zechut to perfect their tefillah is Devar Hashem. So they're going to the source of the source from which all medicines and all doctors receive their energy, their power. Yamolei kubechinas kfirois. Rav Nosson Zal says Amalek is the one who represents denial of Hashem and also the study of philosophy, questioning Hashem, questioning the Torah in a wrong type of way. Shehu hepech hatfila, which is the opposite of what tefillah is all about. As Rabbeinu Zal explains this in chapter 19 in the second half of Likutei Moharan. Ki hu kol mikol hashalosh avodos shehem mafsidin avodas tefillah, because Amalek is a composite of the three types of evil avoda, which are the opposite of the avoda of holiness, the opposite of tefillah, which are avoda zora, gilui arayis, and shfichas domim. Dahainu, and shfichas domim specifically, Rabbeinu Zal says there also refers to not embarrassing anybody, not insulting anybody. Ki hu mevaze umevayesh hakol, because Amalek is the one who has the chutzpah. He's not afraid to embarrass or insult anyone. Ki hu koifer godol, he is this great denier, this great atheist. Shehu b'chinas avodah zarah, v'chein gilui arayos nimshach mimenu. And we showed also that Amalek is the source of gilui arayos, pegam habris. It's as it says there, asher korcho baderech, that Amalek draws his power from carry, from this sinful type of emission. V'chein shfichas damim, and so too spilling blood, murder. Kibol lehilochem in Yisrael b'chinam. Because Amalek came to attack the Jewish people for no reason. We didn't start up with him. We weren't going through his land or anything. V'lishpoch domam chas v'shalom. Amalek wanted to spill our blood. Ki hu mevaze kol adam ve'in shum adam ne'asher beinav. Because Amalek insults anyone. No one. He doesn't have respect for anyone. Afilu ho'akum v'umais ha'olam. Even other nations, because if Amalek had any respect at all for anyone, he definitely would not have come to attack the Jewish people. Why? After he witnessed the fact that Paroi and all of his armies, Shehoyo Melech Adir v'chozo kozeh, Paroi was the most powerful king and ruler in the world at the time. And this great powerful king, Nichna v'nofal lefnei Yisrael kol kach, he was defeated to such a degree by the Jewish people. Upe she'omar mi Hashem, omar Hashem hatzadik, to Hashem Rabbi Sinizal, as the Medrash points out, that same mouth, Paroi's mouth, when Moshe Rabbeinu first came to him, Paroi said, "Mi Hashem? Who is Hashem? I don't know Hashem. I'm not impressed. I'm going to make the Jews work even harder now." That same mouth ended up saying, "Hashem Hatzadik. Hashem is the righteous one, and me and my people are Rishoim." Aval Amalek b'Rishosoi Hagdoilo, whereas Amalek, with his incredible evil, not only did he hate and show complete disrespect for the Jewish people, he also had no respect for Paroi or any of the other nations. He didn't consider them anything. He said to himself, Paroi and his servants are a bunch of nothings. They don't have any brains. That they allow themselves to be subservient to Moshe Rabbeinu. Whereas Amalek thought, I am much smarter than them. I know better than them. He does not make himself subservient to the opinions of the Jewish people, to our faith. No matter what miracles he saw were performed against Egypt, to the point where he actually came to fight with the Jewish people. And this is really what the evil of Haman is all about. Shebiza hakol, to him everyone is nothing. He insults everyone and everything. Kiloi dai shehu meshuka b'chol ha'tayves rois. It's not bad enough that Amalek is steeped in all types of sinful desires. Afgam hu mevaza hakol. In addition to that, he considers everyone like nothing. He insults and embarrasses everybody. Ki'ilu ein shum adam she'yiloi das negdoi. As if there's no one smarter than him, no one that knows more than him. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in the Navi Yeshaya, lo choshav enosh. No human being is respected by him. U'kameshikosu b'Haman, and as the pasuk says in the Megillah, clearly about Haman, that when Mordechai would not bow down to him, it was insulting to Haman. Haman felt it would be an insult for me to just crush Mordechai. I'm going to crush his entire nation. Haman wanted to wipe out and annihilate all the Jews. This tells us that the Tzaddik Mordechai was such a nothing in the eyes of Haman. Actually, Nechsha Be'enov Afilu Hinokim Bo'i Lavadei Lahor Glablei, to the point where Haman felt it would be beneath him to just crush Mordechai, to just destroy Mordechai. He called Kachoy Mavuza Be'enov. He looked at Mordechai as so, with such disdain, with such disrespect. And therefore, Haman wanted to rise up to a level where he could annihilate the entire Jewish nation. That's the ultimate murder, which is the opposite of what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, and Rabbeinu Zal says there in the Qumran, do not insult or embarrass any person. Because Haman insulted everything, everyone. As we see the level of evil and wickedness when he speaks to Achashverosh about how he wants to destroy the Jewish people. As it says there in the Pasuk in the Megillah, Yeshnoi Am Echod. There is this one nation that's not even a nation. They're spread out among all the nations of the world. Bigamara, as the Gemara expounds on this over there in Masechta Megillah, page 13, Omed Roshim, and the Medrash Rabbah shows how, in his words, in referring to us as Mefuzar and Mefoirot Bein Ha'amim, he wanted to show Achashverosh, they're not even a nation. Every normal nation has their own country. They're together, they're united. The Jewish people are nothing. They're dispersed and separate among all the other nations. Question in the chat: the tzaddikim seem to be as susceptible to becoming sick as ordinary people, if not more. Why aren't the grasses of the field a cure for them? Their tefillah is bishlemus, isn't it? The answer is that there are many different factors that go into a person becoming sick, chas v'shalom, or a person suffering. We mentioned that one of the things that the Torah says in many places is that tzaddikim suffer on behalf of Bnei Yisrael, that very often their suffering is not because of their own sins or their own shortcomings, but rather it's to be remove suffering from other Jews who possibly wouldn't be able to handle that suffering. That suffering would crush them and destroy them completely. And the tzaddikim, in many cases, volunteer, or in some cases, Hashem volunteers them to take upon themselves suffering in order to ease the suffering of Klal Yisrael, of the general public. We'll hold it over here for now, wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos. Again, I'm still in the United States, so the shir is not on a daily basis. It's generally on Monday morning and Thursday morning in Eretz Yisrael. We should be zeicha to see Hashem put an end to all the Amalekim, to all the Klipos, all the Sitrachras that don't have respect for the Jewish people, and many of them don't even have respect for their own people. With the complete and final Geula, with the coming of Moshiach, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, b'mehirah bi'ameinu, amen v'amen.